wonder, can I say something before we start the meeting? Yeah. About this whole thing, about the names of the permanent SABC board, I believe the date is the 31st of July. We are convening, as you know, on the 4th of August, and our first caucus meeting is on Thursday, the 6th of August. Therefore, I urge this committee to postpone the date from the 31st of July to a later stage. I cannot put a couple of names on the table before I spoke to my caucus, and as yourself, a politician, will know, the caucus is very, very important before you make any decisions. So therefore, I ask formally that the date from the 31st of July will be postponed to early August. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I think we will discuss this after the second item on the agenda. I'm sure the ANC has also got a view on the matter, etc. So just note that, and we will put it up for discussion. It's linked with a draft program that is being circulated by the committee section. And when we look at the draft program, we could consider those ideas. Members of the committee, welcome. Sorry to call you out during the recess. Some of you I might have disrupted your holidays, others your constituency work. But I think we've got quite important work to do. So welcome to all of you and thank you for coming on a Tuesday morning. I'm going to ask the committee members just to introduce themselves because you might not know all of them and they might not know you also. But to the interim board and to the executive management, warm word of welcome to Ms. Irene Chanley and her team. Later on you will introduce all of your members. And to Mr. Gert Mamponi, Acting Group CEO, thank you for agreeing to this meeting at short notice. I must say this morning, the business class section of the flight was quite empty. All the members of the board and the executive management chose to fly economy class, so we were quite, there were many seats empty in the business class section, and they say this is part of the austerity measures that they are implementing. Also, when we landed here at Cape Town International, there wasn't a limousine for all the members. They chose to travel in a taxi from Guleto. So, but they'll talk about their measures just now. So, welcome to all of you. Maybe we should start off with the committee members. My name is Isman, and I've got the job of chairing this particular committee and this meeting. You want to introduce yourself?
I just wanted to ask for a copy of the agenda, please, Chairperson. We received it electronically.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know if they were there.
All right, let me just check with the committee section. All right. If you can just introduce yourself, please.
Yes, my name is Nicky van der Berg. I'm the spokesperson on communications for the DA. I'm just asking, Mr. Chairperson, You said the business class was empty. Were you in the business class? Because you know everything about what's going on in the business class.
Yes, I was in the business class until the members were here for 10 or more years can travel in the business class.
I'm not a joke.
Good morning. My name is Lindiwe Mazibuko, and I'm also from the Democratic Alliance.
My name is Nanganakhe Mkhize from ANC.
Eric Kolwane from ANC.
Sibusiso Radebe from the ANC.
Julie Killian from COPE. Woman, you are Lucian, ANC. The interpreter is Ronaldo. Thank you.
Right, over to Ms. Chanley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the honorable members of the Portfolio Committee. May
myself, Irene Chandy, who is the chairperson of the interim board. Next to me, the deputy chairperson, Professor Philip Mtumkulu. Behind me is Libby Lloyd, a member of the interim board. Next to her is Leslie Sidibe, next to Libby, and these people are looking. He's also a member of the interim board. Next to Leslie is Suzanne Foss, a member of the interim board. And then on my right-hand side, we've got the acting CEO, Gat Mampone. And next to him is the, and Gat is also an executive director. Next to Gat is Robin Nicholson. He's the CFO of SABC. And then behind Gat, we've got the acting chief operating officer, Charlotte Mampane. So that's our members. And then accompanying the team, we have got on my left-hand side, we've got Sipo Sitole. And Sipo is group strategy. And next to Sipo, we have, in fact, we've got the names on there. We've got Pumalele and Zimande, and she's the chief people officer, really key stakeholder management as well. And then we have the SABC spokesperson, Teza Hanyakum, with a green jersey and glasses. All of you probably know him. And then at the back, we have the group company secretary, and that's Selma Mel. Can we leave anybody else? And then we have the regional general manager from Cape Town. Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's the team from the Andy. Just you are correct. We did all travel economy class this morning because that's the right thing to do. It's only a 2-hour journey from Johannesburg to Cape Town. There's no reason to travel business class, and I would be concerned, Mr. Chairman, if you travel in business class.
Thank you very much. I was also wondering, when did the wedding ceremony take place? I heard of Charlotte Mampone and Jeff Mampone. This committee was not invited. And we must register very strongly our protest. We are very disappointed that we have not been invited to the ceremony. All right, may I also send a word of welcome to the Office of the Auditor General. You know that that's the second item on the agenda. The first item, of course, is a report from the board, from the interim board, on progress that has been made up till now. But may I also take an opportunity of recognizing that that's the second item on the agenda. And perhaps Mr. Bana can introduce his team.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. My name is Pramesh Bana, I'm the Auditor General of South Africa, and I'm accompanied by George Lawrence, an executive also from the Auditor General. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you very much then. I think the agenda is quite simple and straightforward. We want to receive a report from the interim board. I'm told that they were officially appointed as of the previous Friday, 10th of July. So they're literally in office for about 10 days or so. And we've called them to the first meeting. It might not be a very good thing, but I thought better that we meet them earlier rather than later, because they have a very short lifespan, and it's better that we get to know who they are and the terms of reference, their work, and also how they want to deal with some of the very big challenges that are facing the SABC. So welcome to your team. We'll allow you, as a presentation, you can do the presentation, and then there'll be an engagement with the committee. We try and make it as informal as possible, but this is a formal meeting. So over to Ms. Ashani.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and honorable members. Before I introduce just the issue that we're going to address, I would just like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, as well as the portfolio committee for your confidence in nominating the interim board to the SABC, which is obviously for a period of 6 months, and we always say we will do our best. We do see this as a national service, and we're very excited at the opportunity to serve our nation. So just in terms of the issues that we're going to deal with, we'll just go through the board responsibility, our key challenges, what we intend to do in stabilizing the SABC, and then just basically conclude. Very, very brief, because we've, so maybe if we can just move to the first slide. As you said, Mr. Chairman, we were officially appointed in terms of the Broadcasters Act, which is the Act of 1990, Act 4 of 1999 as amended, from the 10th July, and that was for a maximum of 6 months, pending the appointment of the SABC Permanent Board. The board consists of 5 non-executive directors and 3 executive directors, which are really the acting group CEO, the acting COO, as well as the CFO. The quorum of the interim board, 6 members, and then obviously the nomination, as we know it, for the permanent board, the deadline is 31 July. Obviously, when we look at the 6 months, we really look at it as about, ideally, it will probably be 4 months for the interim board, and we hope that the committee would have finalized the process by month 5. So, but this is just in terms of stabilizing the SABC, you know, in terms of all the initiatives to stabilize the SABC, we believe we need to take into account various stakeholder inputs, and that is for the Minister of Communication, which is obviously representing the shareholders, the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee of Communications as an oversight body, ICASA, the regulator, who is the regulator of the industry, and then obviously the Department of Communications, its organized labor, its management and staff, its in all the industry associations and stakeholders, it's the ministerial task team as well, which has recently been set up. It's our clients, customers, the suppliers, and bankers who's obviously providing us with various funding facilities. And obviously all the radio and television audiences as well as the citizens as a whole. So what we've done, we, as you know, we've come in, we were appointed, and when I said we were appointed on the 10th, it was we were appointed, signed, the minute was signed, the evening of the Friday. The 10th was on a Friday, then it was the weekend. So effectively we hit the ground running because there's not much time to, you know, because I'm sure the portfolio committee would like to see deliverables, and we are delivery orientated. Otherwise it would have been a complete waste of everybody's time. So what we've developed, we said in the next 4 months, we know it's 6 months, but we would like to see deliverables within the next 4 months. First one, we'd like to stabilize the SABC, and in stabilizing that, the first very important one is the resolution of the wage dispute and the impending strike. The resolution, and in part, currently with a former group chief executive officer, we'd like to re-establish good corporate governance and integrity. We'd also like to fill the key vacant executive positions, including the head of news. We'd like to strengthen the management capacity, and very important, and I'll come back to that later, is the decreasing of the cost, at least achieving, if not increasing, the current revenue targets, and then instituting plans for payment of some of our critical debts. And that is in terms of stabilizing the SABC. The second issue that's very key is compliance with legislation. You know, and that is really the PSMA and the Broadcasting Act, to name two of them, very key. We need to hold our first board meeting. We haven't had a board meeting yet because we've really only been there for 6 working days. Then we need to establish our audit committee and finalize the external audit report. We need to finalize the annual report for submission to Parliament and then have the annual general meeting, and these are all requirements in terms of legislation. Then in terms of other key operational issues, we need to ensure that the 2010 FIFA World Cup preparation remains on track, which includes paying FIFA for the contract that has been entered into with SABC. We need to obviously review all the impending business decisions that will immediately within the next 4 months impact the operations. We need to ensure the compliance with the delegated authority framework, a very, very good DAF, but we need to ensure compliance with that. We'd also like to address all the, see how far we can address outstanding internal audit issues, including some allegations made by organized labor. And then very important is to oversee and really support as a board the forensic investigation by the Auditor General. I'm very happy that they are here so that we can also interact with you to see what needs to be done there. And then we need to oversee the submission of funding requirements of Treasury in terms of the MTEF. And then big issue for us is to manage the liquidity issues of the corporation. The list seems long. In the past week, we've had various meetings. We just try to get on top of issues. There's still some way to go this current week, and next week we're continuing with that. But we believe that some of these issues are issues we can clearly address. So those are the issues that we believe we need to focus for the next 4 months and have very clear delivery. What progress have we had to date since the past six days? Is we've had a meeting with the Minister of Communication, and that is really to establish communication with the shareholders. We've had a meeting already with organized labor at the SABC, and that was really to establish the relationship and the common objective, because we all, I mean, even if it's different parties, we all represent, the interest. We need to, obviously act in the interest of the SABC as a corporation. And then we also tried, attempting to resolve the impending wage dispute as well as the strike. So that's what we've had. In addition to that, we've had discussions with the former group chief executive officer because we were initiating the process to resolve some of the current impasse which exists, because this is all issues which will contribute to the stability of the corporation. We also had a 1.5, almost 2 days of meeting with all group executives, and very, very clearly we've tried to focus issues, and we had a meeting for them to all agree to 5 clear and measurable deliverables for the next quarter for each of their business areas, which will clearly focus on how do we stabilize the SABC, the achievement and the increase of the revenue targets. And maybe here I must add and appeal to the committee, if maybe you can also help us. There's quite a lot of money outstanding by government departments in terms of money they haven't paid, and maybe you can assist us to try and recoup that within the next 4 months, and then also for them to look at the reduction of costs. We basically have a group meeting, and now we're having the group departments, each of the units, we're meeting them individually now, really going line by line of where can we cut the cost, how can we achieve the revenue, and, just trying to turn the ship around. We think it is possible. I think the first one was to obviously just increase the morale, of the executives, et cetera, which was very, very important, and for them to believe that, we can achieve it if we work together as a collective. And I think that we've got a very, very good team in place. And what we've said is we will monitor those on a fortnightly basis with very, very clear accountability for each executive. And I believe we've discussed with them there has to be accountability as well as consequences for non-delivery of those clear deliverables. And everybody's agreed to that. We're still busy with the program. We've had a meeting yesterday. We are continuing on Thursday, because by the end of the week, we're really trying to get all of this agreed to. In terms of SABC relevance, SABC, what we found and know, and it's a very exciting organization and corporation, is still very, very important and relevant as a public broadcaster, because it informs, it educates, and it entertains more than 20 million people every day, every single day, in all languages, including sign languages. And it's, and we can all be proud of that. And that is why I think we've agreed to be part of the process to stabilize the SABC. And just to give some figures as far as radio is concerned, SABC radio is still preferred by the majority of South African citizens, as well as television. If we just go to the members have the slides, as well as during prime time, Monday to Sunday, still preferred by the majority of South Africans in terms of television as well. So just in to conclude, as far as we're concerned, there will be very clear focus with measurable deliverables within the next 4 to 6 months. If I can have it, it would really be 4 months. We need to stabilize the SABC at all levels. We need to reestablish good corporate governance and restore the integrity of the corporation. We believe anything is possible if we can all work together. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, and the portfolio members. This is all we want to say. We've been there for a very, very short period, and we'd like to get your input, actually, of what your own expectations would be, broadly, as an oversight body from the committee, because what we'd like to do, we've given you the overview of what we'd like to do, get your input, what you would like to see as an oversight body, and then for everybody to leave us alone to get on with the business and to achieve those objectives. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Ms. Stanley. Do you have copies of the presentation? We don't have the full...
Okay, then we apologize. We will make sure that, our apologies, we will make sure that all the members get that now. I thought that they've made the copy. We will, if we can just maybe circulate that and print it. There's been an
accident, right,
but we will circulate it. Thanks.
If you can just bring it to the front and we'll get the committee section to run copies as soon as possible.
Did print here, but it looks like it stopped halfway. So there's more pages coming.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Now.
Apologies right. For that.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that briefing. It's now open to the committee members. Mr. Van der Werf.
I just want to know, the chairperson mentioned the government departments owing the SABC money. Can you name the departments? I don't hope it's the Department of Communications because they bought a couple of BMWs with that money. Give the names of the departments and the maybe figures to give us an idea. Thank you, sir.
What we will do, the process that we will
take
follow.
A few questions.
Oh, sorry.
Rani.
Maybe, Chair, we need to start ourselves as the ANC to appreciate to the members of this interim board to avail themselves to serve for the nation. I think that will be critical as the first thing. And also appreciate that they've also enjoyed the press which was flying all over the newspapers and some of our colleagues in Parliament. Of course, everyone got the right to criticize and so on. But we have to appreciate that nevertheless, after all those processes, they are here before us in terms of trying to present the turnaround strategy of the SABC. Now, Chair, the issue which I wanted to raise, Chair, or to ask about, firstly, Chair, is that it's very strange that some of us were dealing with the names and the CVs for the individuals, and I didn't know them. Someone was saying, I'm joking when I was saying I see some of them, of the interim board members for the first time. Now they're saying it can't be correct because the ANC was branded as pushing their bras and so on through the process. I say, but it's possible we're dealing with the names, not the individuals and so on. But nevertheless, I'm happy that today I know them physically, I can see them, who are they and so on. But the issue which I wanted to deal with is around the turnaround strategy. But including to that, it's a matter I want to check, Chair, whether because the SABC make a presentation of the strategy. Whether this turnaround strategy, in terms of moving forward, the five priorities and so on, will be the same as the one which has been presented some few weeks back by the SABC around those particular issues and so on. If there will be changes, Chair, I'm sure we'll be able to be given what will be the changes around that so that we start to understand which issues are going to be picked up as a priority and so on. But I must say from the presentation, it will seem they seem to be focusing on the issues which have been concerned ourselves in terms of how to deal with the issues of the SABC, which is the issue of the bringing itself, and also the issue of the moral of death and so on. The other issue, Chair, which I just wanted also to check is in relation to, you see on the presentation there is that thing of an indication that the board correlates with six. I just want to check that will that will because you see previously we had a problem in terms of interpretation of six. What will that six mean? Will that six mean with the interim chair and the deputy chair included in that or outside them and so on? Just so that there's absolute clarity around of that particular six. What do we mean around that? Chair, on our last meeting, I'm not sure, Chair, whether we've met already past our deadline. Look, the pain which we have endured, some of us, through this process until the appointment of the interim board and thereafter, is that there's been some attacks within Parliament and also in the public. But in Parliament, there's been an indication that ourselves and ANC in particular, we are hell-bent to deal with the board and leave the management untouched. Because we are prepared, we are defending the management of the SABC, but dealing with the board. There were some undertaking, Chair. One of those, Chair, was in relation to all the pending cases, disciplinary cases, and the process and all, which were supposed to receive as a committee around those particular matters. I'm not sure, Chair, maybe your office has received that. But if not, Chair, I would like that maybe that matter should also be reprioritized so that we are able to focus on that. So that we finalize all the processes. Of course, noting the process which the Auditor General is also busy with in terms of the investigation and other things. But finally, Chair, is the issue which is also flying so hard, Chair, in the newspaper. But I want just to get the view of the SABC team. Now, Chair, when we advertise for the board of the SABC, we go to newspapers. Of course, there's an indication that you find the advert at the back of the paper, it's not at the front, not thick enough, and all those things and so on, which has been raised by the public. Now, but one element, Chair, which we have not seemed to be using is the SABC itself in terms of their radio station and other media. What I just want to extol that possibility because I don't hear SABC stations carrying the advert and so on and the other things. I know that maybe it might be the financial constraint of Parliament, maybe not to be able to satisfy the demand of the SABC financial and so on. But I want to check the SABC does not have the obligation to care that message of the board, especially in terms of access and so on, other than commercial aspect. I just want to check that. I didn't check it in detail, but I just want to put it because I would think for SABC, when the board for the SABC, for the SABC, for the citizen of the country. And indeed, I think if there is a possibility of that, where that can happen, I think it can also assist. Now the indication was that 67 or so people are listening to SABC and so on in terms of the percentage. Now it would mean surely for these newspapers the percentage does not reach that those numbers in terms of the accessibility of the public, in terms of the aspects and so on. But with SABC they can say. Thanks.
Thank you, Chairperson. To say thank you. It seems as though the board has really hit the trail running. It is it creates a lot of trust if we know that they just have one idea in mind, and that is to really execute their mandate for the next 4 to 6 months. And I am sure that concerns raised about the process of the appointment of the interim board was just that. We all along said that we do not have any problems with the high quality of the individuals that were in fact proposed. And Honourable Gordwani indicated the sensitivities around those things. I do do believe that that is part of democratic processes. Just as far as the presentation is concerned, it is clear that you moved in to identify some of the most serious challenges, to stabilize, etc. Just one other issue, and that is you have indicated that there were certain vacancies in key positions, but there's also a problem of the acting position. And some of those acting positions have been there quite long. Do you see that as part of the current process, or would you postpone that to the board at a later stage, the final board? Secondly, it's also a good thing that you wanted to restore accountability, because as far as the committee was concerned, we had serious concerns about lack of accountability, especially over the last 18 months, the whole SABC as an institution. And it is more than just financial accountability. It is also, as far as the administration is concerned, certain and those key performance areas that you've identified are really key to us as well. And Chairperson, I would like to just ask, once I have done that, and as far as Honourable Kulwani is concerned, he asked a question about the strategic plan. To what extent do you want to focus on the most serious priorities? And could we just also get an understanding of how you see those strategic, five key performance areas of the various group executives? Then the revenue issues. Those are in fact very serious, and we know that that was part of the austerity plan, to see what costs could be saved, how you could go about, etc., and also to get in the next revenue. Have you perhaps so far assessed what the situation is as far as the creditors are concerned? Because in many cases we have had very disconcerting media reports about producers that were not paid, what arrangements have been made so far, so that we know that production would not be jeopardized in the process, and also production companies wouldn't collapse as a result of all of that. The bailout, as far as government is concerned, that is an issue. Obviously, we know that also touches on the mandate of the SABC and what one could describe in some respects as an unfunded mandate. Certain responsibilities have been placed on the SABC, or certain requests were made without appropriate funding that was forthcoming, notwithstanding the global crisis that no doubt had an impact. I believe that it reaches further than only that, Chairperson. And then lastly, just the issue of how you see your role as far as cooperation with the Auditor General Office is concerned. For instance, what is necessary at this stage is very serious allegations were made. Prima facie evidence was presented by some labor unions, and those certainly need further investigation. And what is important is that I do believe that it is important that everybody must assist in this process. I feel sorry for individuals who've been fingered and named, but it is a public broadcaster, Chairperson, and therefore we must know, as a portfolio committee, that the board will take every step to give access to the necessary documentation, and that there could not be any concerns raised about whistleblowers that are not protected adequately in this process. Also, the necessary documentation, everything must be opened up for the Auditor General. I know very often in such investigations, the Auditor General's office find difficulty to access some documentation, etc. I just wanted to know what steps have been implemented, or do you foresee that the board will do to give access to the AG's office to really investigate thoroughly? Because ultimately, what we want to do is to see SAB board, SABC, and the board, and all executives working together, having happy faces again, not being in the dock, really feeling free to do what they have been appointed to do. and nobody likes to have this cloud hanging over themselves, and I think we must clear that as soon as possible with the assistance of the FABC board. I'm sure we can do that and get this public broadcast to the bus back on the road again. Thank you, Chair.
Can we be upset, sir? I just want to get my understanding correct from what the Honourable Member was saying, that the Auditors General find it difficult to get some assistance in the SABC. Whether that information, if I've got it correct, I need to be asked whether it's what he's saying. And if that is true, where does that report come from? So as far as I'm concerned, the Auditor General is coming for the first time to the Portfolio Committee. Where does he get a report that there is a resistance in terms of getting information in the SABC? Well, Chair, it is true I'm raising this matter because that's where we start to go wrong. Where ourselves as members, we go into corporations and seek information and misuse that information. If it's true what I hear. But if it's not, Chair, it's fine, because as far as I'm concerned, the Auditor General is here for the first time to present the report. Can the member explain?
You can clarify, but you
say. If there's no, Honourable Kulwani can relax. I did not hint that that was the situation. I have said in the past in many investigations conducted by the Auditor General's office, and I'm referring to issues where I've had an interest in the past in housing, etc., in Gauteng. That has happened. So I just wanted to say what measures are in place to ensure that the AG would have access to all the necessary documentation. I have not had similar reports, but I know that some of the unions expressed the concern and said that they were originally very concerned to come to the fore with information because they were worried that they would be victimized. Now, obviously, with a new interim board in place, we all have faith in them, and we know that they will take these processes forward. So, Honourable Kulwani, need not be concerned at this stage. Thank you.
Has that clarified?
Okay, that's the clarified. It's must to have set the record straight. So there's no ambiguity on what you are saying.
Thank you. Can we hand over to the board for this question, or to the management?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the members. I'll just start with just the way the questions have been asked. The first one is in terms of the department, that's old money, so I must have had a day. In terms of naming the department and the amount, Mr. Van der Beek, I thought you were leaving.
he just wants to calm his nerves. Cool down a bit. Cooling down.
No, what the issue, there is a list. Management are discussing it, and just from an operational point of view, we will now implement and go and approach the various departments, and if we have a problem, then we would certainly would like to approach the committee for assistance, etc. But we think from an operation, we'll go and present it to them. It's, I think it's maybe more an admin issue than them not wanting to pay. So that's the sense that I got. So I think we'll follow that process. We don't have a list to name and shame because it's not yet the time to do that. We think at the time, there's a short period, so we will try and implement and collect as much revenue as possible from those departments, not only government, but also the other outstanding invoices or from the industry as well. We'll try and do that as part of the turnaround.
The DA owing anything? Democratic Alliance.
We're not sure yet. We'll be there.
Please check it.
Objection, sir.
I always say this when when we were asked as interim members, thought we all must check whether we've paid our licenses. So I just want to make sure that the committee members have paid all your licenses. Thank you. So maybe you can pay 10 in advance for help. Then to the issues raised by Mr. Kulwani, I think the whole issue around the MTS strategy I think the strategy is there, and I think we've specifically said when we come in, we are here on an interim basis. We're not here to stay. We don't want to make ourselves comfortable at the SABC. So what we said, the strategy is there. It's very, very important, and it's critical, and it is critical for the future of the corporation. However, from our point of view, I think we need to focus. We are in a crisis situation. The situation is not normal. There's been lots of criticisms, lots of attacks, lots of leaking of information, and on top of it, financially, the organization is in dire straits. And therefore, we cannot now look at longer-term issues. We have to focus on turnaround, and that's exactly what we're doing. So we've really said, let us focus. This MKS strategy is very, very important, and it should be implemented, and it's a good strategy. But that's more medium to long-term, whereas we need to deliver on a short-term basis. And I think so we're really focusing on these issues. In terms of the quorum, the way we, according to the amendment to the Broadcasters Casting Act, as well, is that it is six members, so it is all five members plus one, so it will be one of the executive directors that will form the quorum. And that's really just for the interim board. I think for the permanent board, there's different requirements. So that prescribes in terms of the act, the amended act. And so I think and all the other issues that Mr. Kowani raised, I think some of those issues will try and address that also as part of operational issues. I didn't get your last question. The issue, I heard you talking about the disciplinary action. I don't know if Deputy Chair, if you...
Maybe
you can respond to ask on the discipline.
I just wanted to know that what is the situation now regarding those people who have been named or fingered. The action is going to be taken. As we are aware, we've got an auditor general here, and they are going to investigate that, but then we'll be available for us to have them wherever they need us to do so. But I think in the next, item on the agenda, they will be probably be able to elaborate on that.
Maybe I should just clarify.
Okay.
In our previous engagement with the former board and the executive management, we had asked for a comprehensive report on all investigations that were undertaken by the board then, which were concluded and what was the outcome of those, which were still pending, and which were not addressed at all. And the management has agreed to give us a report, which we haven't received. I think that's really what Mr. Kulwani is referring to. So maybe we should get a response from the executive management or just give us a deadline by which you would submit those documents to us.
Thank you for the clarification, Mr. Chair. Thanks, Mr. Kulwani. We obviously were not aware. If we can have the date by when you're required, we will make sure that you get that. I think, Gav, can you just respond? Because when there's a requirement, we'll make sure that it's...
What we have done, we are busy compiling information that is even outside those allegations by unions. In other words, executive management is actually volunteering new information that we believe is important that would once and for all try and really resolve the issues at SABC. We should be able to give to the portfolio committee that report within the next few days. But really, we are taking this quite seriously. We've met the AG last week Friday with the CFO, and I know today they are starting to actually do some investigatory work, at the SABC. We've given them a workstation where a four-person committee has been appointed to actually do the forensic auditing for the next 3 months.
So just for you, Mr. Chairman, what I'll do is if we can have the date, and we'll make sure that the report gets delivered to the chairperson.
Can we say within 2 weeks, please? Because we had made this request, I think, 2 weeks ago. It might have slipped off the agenda, but we say within 2 weeks, please.
I just need to clarify on the what the group executives have done. We recall that at the last sitting here, there was a submission by labor, which the chair said would not go to the Auditor General because it's addressed to the group CEO. We have insisted as group that that must still go to the Auditor General regardless, as part of the of the investigation. Needless to say that Labour distanced itself from that document. But we said because it's already alleged and it's in the paper, it's important that the Auditor General has to have sight of that so that those issues must be clarified once and for all. So from our side, there is no doubt around the support. We'll even go an extra mile to make sure that whatever allegation that is, it must be with the AG.
I think this actually answers your last question about transparency, if at all management will be able to assist the Auditor General. And I think, as he said, he met with them and he promised them that nothing like it is going to be hidden and there will be 100% transparency.
So we will make sure that it's put in as the other members, same people and the deputy chair, that the report that was presented by organized labor will be part and parcel of you. In fact, we'd like you to investigate those. I mean, from a transparency point of view, and maybe just to follow up on that, but whatever other issues were there, we will make sure that at least you get a written response to that within 2 weeks. We'll make sure of that. In any case, in terms of the mandate, maybe we'll just address that based on what the deputy chair said, that the terms of reference are obviously there for the Auditor General, and we would propose that they come up with a process of protecting whistleblowers. And I mean, you've obviously very experienced in saying this is the process that we can embark upon, you know, to protect whistleblowers. But from a corporation point of view, I think we would like to sit with the Auditor General and their team, understand their mandate, and work out very, very clearly, you know, what are your requirements from the board, your requirements from the management, from everybody else, and then say, so there's a proper process, because, you know, like if you want a document and the document is not complete, then you should have the right to go and get the document yourself, so that we have a proper function, a proper process, and then in doing the investigation, and then with, for us, continue with operational side, so that we work hand in hand to do that. So we will sit with them to work out a very clear process of how that will take place, and we would like to, in any case, have a report by them before we leave, so ideally by September, some interim report. So we also would like them to start hitting the ground immediately. We've already discussed the issue at an executive level, and we have the full support by management, by the executive team, in terms of this investigation. And I mean, everybody has said that they will give their full support, and we will make sure that the support is also there. But you definitely have everybody's cooperation. So just in terms of the response around that, regarding the going vacant position, I don't know the name is addressed, it's Ms. Killian. The other one, in terms of the vacancies, the key post does involve the acting positions. We'll see how far we can get on that, but certain of that would have to be full, certainly during our time from a stability point of view. Then the one issue, obviously, in terms of revenue and the bailout issue, I must stress the issue around the revenue versus the cost is a big concern. We are looking at that very, very clearly because the costs are high and doesn't match your revenue. And that is obviously a very, very concern to us. What we've done and what we're doing with the executive team now is just to understand exactly where are the gaps so that we should be able to confirm whatever report they've had before and develop a comprehensive report which will assist us to, you know, either when we talk about guarantee by government or where we can go to the banks and develop a strategy around that or the funding, but at least it will assist us in developing a way of funding going forward, at least till the financial year end, so that when the permanent board is there, they will deal with a total issue around the funding model of the corporation. So I think the bailout issue isn't a concern to us, and that's one of the issues that was on our list in terms of ensuring there's appropriate funding for the corporation and we're able to deliver on the mandate of the all, of the corporation. I think that I've basically addressed all the issues. I hope I've addressed the issues. I don't know if there's anything outstanding. I see the members are saying the issues are addressed.
Just one issue, comment by Honorable Eric Colani. I think it's a good idea, creative way it can be found out in terms of advertising the vacancies for the, you know, for the permanent board. And I'm sure through radio and TV we can come up with a creative package. Start doing that as soon as possible. Thank you for that.
Question which we did not actually answer. Your question about the editorial producers have been paid. And my understanding is that they have the sort of prioritized the others who have been paid and the others will be paid in the near future.
This issue of the advertising has come up from civil society quite strongly. Are you offering today that you will have some advertising for the calling for nomination, popularizing the call for nomination? I think it would be very helpful if you can do that. It will make life easy for a lot of us.
We'll do that, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much.
And you will give the account for that, Chairperson?
No, there's no account for this one. This is the SABC.
You can talk offline about that. On a point of order, sir, the SABC can do that for nothing because the air and the waves and everything is there. You just put on the microphone and you say, I know that.
If you need a presenter, he has a presenter of 27 years experience. Call him, he'll do the advert for you free of charge, and then you get flight.
I will do that.
Thank you, sir.
Just to give a little bit of clarity further, from I hear what Eric is saying, and I'm sure some means can be found for some short adverts in this regard. But in our really exhaustive work with management and the various program heads and the various executives, public and commercial, one issue is programming stability. It's critical. And this is something that we're going to be grappling with a great deal of enthusiasm because I mean we know that I'm sure that you know short ads with regard to the SABC board advertisements can be made, but when you actually start looking at the number of scheduling disruptions, now advertisers want to see what they pay for. And they buy programs, in other words, they buy advertising programs because that's where they see that they're going to maximize their spend. Now, what has become very clear is that there have been a lot of interruptions to scheduling for a whole range of issues, many nation building, others of what are clearly perceived to be and are of public importance, but they interrupt programming scheduling and they interrupt your revenue stream. So I'm not picking on you, Eric, but it's just an issue for you to think about when we start having a really good hard look at scheduling over 1, 2, and 3. Because I think there's another issue that this Parliament, you know, I remember sitting in this room for many days on end, on that side, but now I'm here for the time being. And it was our perception that SABC 3 would be the cash cow, if you remember. We all had it in our minds. 3 would be the cash cow. Well, it's not. It's not at all. So we have a lot to report back to you on a whole lot, you know, the issue behind the issues that I think it would be a great benefit for the committee to understand our thinking then and what the reality is now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So at least you've heard now that we'll make sure that the SABC fulfill the public service announcement so that they will do that on behalf of the committee as part of the public service. So the Kowani and the committee should be happy then on that.
Just to warn you might get thousands of applications between on every radio station.
we are ready for a million.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, any further questions? Mr. Van der Werk and Verma?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just a couple of short issues. board members mentioned program stability. You know, there's a lot of emotional issues around the program, like 50-50. And I'm just mentioning that, and that's very, very, very important to keep in mind the emotions of people, and when it's about nature and everything and all the green people, I'm not negative about that. But that is very emotional, a program like 50-50, and it sent out bad vibes around the SABC. Everything was written in the newspapers over the weekend. So maybe the board can, or Mr. Maponja can give us clarity about that. And then I want to ask about this whole salary negotiations. I heard Mr. Kanyahu last night on Aris Gia when he explained a couple of things and everything around the strike. I just want to hear from the board and the executive, what is the final stand? I heard something about 8.25, if I'm not mistaken, or 8.5 that the ECBC is standing on at this stage. And we know that there was promises last year, I believe, for something around 12.5. This is issues that are very, very important for the employees of the ECBC. And then there are the sort of glooming strike. They want to take, the employees want to take the SABC off air, radio and television. And that brings me to the morale of the SABC employees. Mr. Chairperson, I've still got a lot of friends. You can't believe it, I have still friends in my life. Friends at the SABC, because I spent the whole 27 of my year, my lifespan at this corporation, and the morale is at the lowest I've ever seen in 27 years. And I think that is something that the executive and the board must do something to give the employees of the SABC some strength, and you have to be creative when you work at the SABC, because you have to think things out that doesn't exist and so forth. I'm not going into that. Please look at the people. The employees of the SABC is the SABC. It's not management or the board or whatever. It's all the technicians and the announcers and the producers keeping SABC on air, all the radio stations broadcasting rugby, soccer, or cricket, or whatever. Those people, they are the SABC, and I urge the board and the executive to do something in as soon as now to boost the SABC employees' morale. Please, I urge you. And then I've read a couple of things that the deficit of the SABC, since we last met, it's only media reports I read, increased with 100 million rand. Mr. Kanyahu, I see you shaking your head. But remember, what I read in the newspapers, the rest of South Africa reads in the newspapers. And that's the perception. So if you can give us clarity, if it's true that the Mr. Nicholson, you know, he is also always very quiet, but he knows everything, I know that. If he can give us clarity about that 100 million that was spent over the past month or what. I think that's a couple of points. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to also once again say welcome to the interim board. I also noticed that you said that the SABC raised addressed more than 12 million people every day in the 12 different languages that you were speaking about, and we include sign language, DRC, you might mention. And I want to say thank you for that, because, you know, it's important that we have South African sign language recognized. But I just want to say that when we've met with the previous board, the point we tried to make, that the timing when you have sign language interpreters, it is not then visible to the majority of us who are deaf. Okay, people want to know, for example, the elections. When there is elections, what is our president saying? Or what is the different political parties saying? There's no sign language interpreters. When it's budget discussions, it is the timing of sign language interpreters on certain programs. Deaf Federation of South Africa constantly has to phone you every time when there's an important event happening. For example, when it was Youth Day, there was no sign language interpreters when our president spoke. When the State of the Nation is done, we have taken initiative as a deaf community to phone the SABC. So, when we had the SABC approaching the Joint Monitoring Committee on Disabled People, Youth and Children, there was a question posed as to why you only show the interpreters 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. Why do you have sign language interpreters then? I guess people are sleeping. So for us, it is important when important addresses are made that is when sign language interpreters must be present to make communication and information accessible to our people. That's the point we've been making over all these years. And I just want the interim board to take note of that, of the timing of the scheduling of sign language interpreters on your program. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm sitting in the darkness, so I don't see my head. Well, it is very much important that, as Mr. Koran has just appreciated earlier, that we welcome the interim board. And also acknowledge to say, I think we are just only about not more than 10 days being appointed. And then you have already taken a step moving forward. It really shows the commitment that you also give to South Africa as a whole. And it really gives us confidence as a committee that you're going to assist us in ensuring that the turnaround strategy works for the SABC. And as you set up a time frame for yourself, we believe that you're going to work according to that and also stick into your commitments. And then also assist us as we are approaching the 2010 FIFA World Cup to ensure that all processes, because it's one of the most important aspects that we ensure that the broadcast is also delivering as expected. As people are having doubts about these things, but we believe that you're going to be able to assist us, because lastly, the management reported to say there are some of the other factors that are also going to, have a disturbance not to provide a full broadcast if there's no immediate attention to it. I remember Mr. Stole has also raised the most passionate factor to say these issues must be attended. Just so you can be able to sign those contracts and ensure that everything moves faster accordingly. But also being careful to say we don't sign contracts that are going to be taken to be stored in the backyard as being one of the failures that you're going to be remembered with. But also, I was just looking at some of the other aspects that you've already tried and suspended 2 officials. It really tells that you are really on your troops. You are really ensuring that everything is in check. Surely, I believe that you're going to assist us. I've seen you've adopted the togetherness that you can do more approach. It's really going to assist us. We really, as a committee, provide support, specifically to ensure that any other negative aspect that comes outside criticizing you, you must know that you are not doing for those, because not everyone that sees a positive in what you're doing, but it's the end result that also everybody appreciates. But what you do, you must also put a pad in your shoulder. But also the management, you must ensure that you provide strong relationship with this inherent board. You must also see what has been happening in the previous board, where there was no, you know, close working relation. You must ensure that, you know, tomorrow, if, as you are saying, the previous inherent board was a challenge towards, and, you know, allowing you to implement your duties, it mustn't become the same as this one. You must be able to forge that strong relationship and ensure that everything works accordingly. Definitely, the togetherness strategy works for everyone. Surely, we believe that together we can do more. Let the committee be supported.
Thank you very much. Response from the team on the side.
I'll start with Mr. Madebe, just to thank you for the positive comments. I think you say if we all are positive, then only positive things can come out of that. So we're very, very happy about that. Thank you. On the salary increases, I'm just going back to the first question. On the salary increases by Mr. van der Berg, just the factual situation, because some of them have been public issues. We have offered the unions the 8.5% backdated to April. We had also indicated management by the time we were appointed, management had already offered the union an additional overall 1.5%. We had a conversation with the union, and we had indicated to them that we will first want to see where we will find the money for the additional increase, and then we will meet with them on the 31st of July to give them feedback on that. And once we can find exactly where the money is going to come from, then we will report back on that to them on the 31st. Just to raise that is within the context of the fact that the unions had a legitimate expectation for an increase, because they have a 3-year multi-tier agreement with a corporation which is until 2011. So obviously in terms of their own planning, they have a legitimate expectation for that. However, because the multi-tier agreement talks about the CPIX plus 1% increase per annum, but however, if the CPIX is either below 4% or below or above 9%, then they will renegotiate. And I think that the negotiations started because earlier this year, before CPIX was obviously way above the 9%. So that is the context, and we are obviously trying to resolve the issues with the union. I must say the unions have all committed themselves that they are there to, and they want to act within the in the interest of the corporation, and they will cooperate with us. So we've had a very, very positive interaction. It's not what everybody wants to hear, but at the end of the day, we still need to look at what is good for the corporation and for everybody. So we will continue with those engagements. Regarding the, I hope that clarify that, so, but as long as you don't ask more detail, because we want to deal with that within the framework of the relationship that we've established with organized labor. So if you can give us time to do that, we'll appreciate that. You know? So, are you happy? Through you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairperson, I just want a broad overall view. So the SABC is standing at 8.5%, and is there, or are there any willingness from the SABC side to move for some point.
You can't act as a shop steward now for SNC employees.
I think
what has been said is that the offer at the moment is 8.5. The executive management has put on another 1.2%, but it's not mandated. So what the interim board is saying is that, look, if we're offering more than 8.5, the management must tell us where that money is going to come from. They don't have the answers yet, and they said that they will go back to the union by the 31st of July, by which they will make a final offer, I guess. That's really what it is. And once the final offer is made, of course, union is within its right to make whatever decision it wants to make. So I think let's leave it at that. We can't go beyond it at this stage.
For that, Mr. Chair. Then regarding, obviously, there was the issue around the deficit and all of that, and I know you have asked Mr. Nicholson to respond to that, but my response is going to be, we're in the process of doing all of that, because once we put all figures, when we're still busy trying to make sure that what in the information is there is the right information, it is correct, and we understand, based on the current situation, what we are going to do about it, how we're going to do it. We'd like to report to you at least within the next month or 6 weeks, at least on that. Let us try and get the information. So my suggestion would be, let us get the information, let's understand what the issues are, and then we will revert back to the portfolio committee on that. That's fine. Regarding the issue around the FIFA World Cup, I think Leslie, you wanted to respond on that. And then Suzanne just wanted to raise just a broader issue around the definition of television. Regarding Ms. Nivold Druchen's issue around the timing of the sign language, that it is at very odd hours, etc., we will obviously take that back, because I think it falls as management will take that back to the team, I think people, and just to see where that fits in, and then at least I think just maybe provide a proper good explanation to Mr. Driven regarding why would it be at the time, you know, what considerations are taken into account in deciding that, and maybe try and see, you know, the, what can be done, but at least give a reason why that can be done, and I would think. Okay, so we will get the acting CEO to make sure, COO, at least to, I would suggest maybe in about a week, Charlotte can maybe respond in a week, maybe just to, because I think it's very important to say this is the reasons why the timing is there, this is what we are currently investigating, and et cetera, just to give a reason for that. But the concern that is raised, I think we take note of that, and we will also try and find out exactly what that response is. So thank you for that. Regarding the other issues on FIFA, I'll ask Leslie to respond to that, and then through you, Mr. Chair, maybe Suzanne can talk about the TV issue.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, honorable members. An issue that was raised by Mr. Khadebe with regards to the 2010 FIFA World Cup. I think we are all aware by now that following the successful delivery of the FIFA Confederations Cup, FIFA awarded South Africa 7.5, which the last time I checked is a distinction, which basically means that as a country we have done well. In the midst of all the challenges within the state broadcaster, I think it's quite encouraging and something to be proud of, that notwithstanding the challenges and all the turmoil that was going on within the SABC was able to successfully deliver on this tournament. In fact, some of the highest audience ratings since the Rugby World Cup were achieved during the match between South Africa versus Brazil and then again South Africa versus Spain. I think what all of this underpins is the fact that when we went out as a continent and as South Africa on behalf of the continent in hosting the FIFA World Cup, we had five main objectives. One of those objectives was job creation through infrastructure development. The other one was around country branding, because what we wanted to do as a country is to tell a different story to the world about South Africa and Africa. And I think that we received 75% marks from FIFA is a very clear and strong indication that as a country, we are indeed ready. That's what we said. We said Africa was calling, Africa's time has come,
And we said that Africa is the theater instead of the stage. And I think we staged a successful tournament. And in terms of country branding and the branding of the continent, I think we've done very well. One of the other issues that we said we would do as a country is obviously to improve terrorism. But in terms of infrastructure, we want an infrastructure that will leave a legacy for the continent. And that you have an SABC that is able to comply with FIFA's requirements and broadcast all the matches successfully. Some of us had the opportunity to go to the Euro, which was hosted last year. And I think many people are aware that there was a blackout. And these are the best broadcasters in the world. And that we in South Africa were able to broadcast all of our matches without any technical glitches, I think in itself speaks volumes of the country's ability, taking into account the message around togetherness, that if we collectively work together as a continent and as a country, as a people, we are able to meet all these challenges, including the challenges that we currently face within the state broadcast. I think we share that.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think just to add on to what our interim chairperson, Mr. Chanley, has told you, we, just in the short time that we have been working together, we have been meeting with all relevant departments in the SABC and literally going line by line through what their mandate is, what they are doing, what they are achieving, our expectations are to get them to come up with the kind of cost revenue potential that we require. Now, when we were talking to the SABC audience division, they raised an issue that I must admit I sat here and I didn't pick it up, and that the new Electronic Communications Act, in fact, does not have a definition of television set. And this has consequences. And so it's just something to throw back at you now in Parliament, that I gather that there are, of course, different interpretations. No doubt in CASA, no doubt MultiChoice for sure, want to have their own definitions of what a television set is. But this has formed part of a very critical issue in terms of revenue for the SABC on what is the definition, especially with convergence. And so the SABC are looking at, legal division are looking at saying that a television set is any device or apparatus designed or adapted by technological or any other means to be capable of receiving transmissions broadcast by a television broadcasting service, whether on free-to-air or subscription, because, of course, now you can get television on your cell phone. You get it through your DSTV and so on and so forth. So this does have an impact. We can come back later and go through it with you. But if I could ask you, Chair, to perhaps, it's somewhere on your agenda, look at this and give us an idea. Understanding, of course, that the department will be looking, I would assume, at an overhaul of the Broadcasting Act. I mean, it must be overhauled in terms of the funding model and so on and so forth. But the impression that I have gained is that there is a view that this is urgent, and perhaps you could come back and tell us whether you would consider an amendment. Obviously, there would have to be hearings about it, but whether you would consider an amendment, a short amendment, to add the definition of a television set. And you could let us know if you think this would be possible. Thank you.
Thank you. I can just ask the Deputy Chair, Professor Fall, and also the Leader. I just needed to say something quickly. Thank you.
I'm responding to your question about, not even your question, about your concern about the cordial working relationships between us as the board and the management. You know, it is incumbent upon us that we must make this work. And then when we had our first meeting at the SABC, we made that clear that we are all in this together. We both put our shoulder to the wheel so that we can make this it must become a viable kind of thing. Now, we've had long sessions. At one time, when a session started at 9 o'clock and only stopped at about 6 o'clock, again, when another was starting at 11 and stopping at 6 o'clock. And obviously, you cannot have 10 vacant relationships in that kind of situation where you're trying to solve a problem, because it will never come right. But what we have done is to inculcate a cordial working relationship between the two of us. None of us is sort of obdurate, obstinate, stubborn, or recalcitrant, or that kind of thing. So we have actually established a situation where now we all laugh, and at the end of the day we stay in a tough session, and then sometimes tempers are frayed, but after some time we all laugh together and say, we really have got to make this work. Thanks.
It's just a very quick point, because I think people need to realize that we're here for 4 to 6 months, and there's only so much we can actually, you know, do within that period. And it is, small board and a new one will be appointed that will be dealing with a lot of the issues. My passion is programming. I've come from being journalist, broadcaster, regulator, dealing with local content. How much we're going to be able to deal with the issues around programming while we're there, I'm unclear. What we need to do is make sure that SABC again has integrity and that everyone trusts it and views it and regards it as an institution with integrity. From there we can deal with many of the big issues that are being raised, you know, in this forum. But that's our primary role, because without that, nothing else matters.
All right, Mr. Sturley and Mr. Kulwani, Nikki.
Thank you, Chief. I'm happy to hear from the deputy chair that of this harmonious environment you're having with the executive, that is very good. Actually, I would like to reiterate the fact that for me as an ANC member, I don't even know most of the members that are here. I think I only know about 2 members. I'm happy to meet you. And I just want to want clarity on something I just read, and I think in my mind I'm not clear about it. I just need clarity in the compliance with the legislation where you're talking about this audit committee, whether it needs independent people or it's people from within. I just need a clarity on that.
No, Chair. Mine would be straight, Chair. In a lighter note, you see the Deputy Chair of the Interim Board is indicating that they need to put their shoulder in the wheel. I'm saying no, it's fine, but you see the trouble is that you must first locate where are the wheels, and then you find the bolt nuts to fasten the wheels and so on, then after put your shoulder there. So I'm sure you're doing that very well. We have located the wheels and the bolt nuts and so on in moving forward around that particular matter. But Chair, I think there's one thing, Chair, which we are clear of ourselves as an ANC in relation to this issue of the SABC, that indeed, Chair, would agree that from the presentation which we have received today, we are somehow, Chairperson, developing the confidence which we had as we appoint the interim board in terms of making sure that they'll be able to deal with the issues which are challenging the SABC. But Chair, the very important matter is what has been highlighted, that in order to do that, we are going to need the support of all the stakeholders. Throughout, we have been saying that on our debates in the House that we need the support of all the stakeholders. Ourselves in Parliament, the management, the board itself, and the employees of the corporation, and all those who are linked to the corporation in terms of their livelihoods, in terms of making some means of living and so on. I think, Chair, that is important. And again, the issue which has been highlighted of corporate governance, which has been an ongoing matter which has been raising, and clearly stated by the interim chairperson to say that is where their eyes are focusing in terms of making sure that matter has been dealt with accordingly and so on. But I must also indicate that ourselves,
we don't locate the SABC outside our broader understanding of the transformation of the society. The SABC has got a key role to play in the transformation of the society in terms of giving information and other relevant issues around that. I'm raising that chair because as much as we are dealing with this issue, we want to separate this matter that is an interim board, as an intervention, go to the permanent board. But to put our eyes on the ball that we still need to deal with transformational issues in the SABC. Because transformational issues in the SABC has never been dealt with. We have been dealing with other issues, corporate governance issues and so on. But the heart of the SABC has not been touched. And we are clear about that and saying after all these processes, that's where we need to go. This newsroom, what is happening there? What is the transformation in the newsroom? Which has never been touched when we talk about that, people they just go, you know, like that, maybe the Son of God is coming down and so on. But I'm saying we are clear that the interim board, they will give you the interim issues that's been outlined, the board will come, but ourselves as the ANC, we are not going to rest until we see a total transformation of the SABC. We are not talking about the board or the management, we are talking about this animal called newsroom, where things are happening. Because we want to find transformation there. I'm raising that chair because I'm linking that with the moral of the staff of the SABC. As much as people, they are ongoing discussion in terms of salaries and other things, and other matters linked to that. But I'm saying there are thousands of SABC staff which their moral is low, not necessarily because of salary, but because of lack of transformation in the SABC. So I'm saying when you deal with the issue of moral, cannot only be linked or be dealt with in a narrow manner of saying because of these salary things and so on, which are crucial, of course. But I'm saying, sir, you can address that by the thousands of SABC staff through day out and in. They are carrying a burden of the lack of transformation within the SABC, and we must confront that animal in the SABC very soon.
So that we are able, sir, to make sure that when we deal with the issue of the moral, we deal with that issue broadly, other than narrow in terms of some of these issues which have been raised and so on. Against the other issue, Chair, which we want to deal with is that we ourselves were open. We made legislation, Chair, for those who are affecting SABC. Most of them, they via this committee, we finalize those things on behalf of Parliament. But, Chair, we are saying as much as like that, but we will welcome the input of those people were affected by those legislation. You see, we make the legislation, but we cannot quantify what is the impact of that legislation, the practical implementation. Only those in the SABC, those that the legislation affect them, can be able to say, this is how the legislation is affecting them, and also how can we cure that particular issue, which they seem to be a challenge and so on. But in short, I'm saying to Honorable, I feel an Honorable Member, I'm trying to say to Honorable Member of the Interim Board of the SABC, Ms. Fox, that we will welcome any deficiency which you are going to identify in the legislation so that you are able to engage us to understand to what extent and what is it we can do so that we cure those things so that your work becomes easier and so on. If the definition of television didn't do that, we thought at that time we cannot do that because platform changes. So we might be changing the platform as they are changing through legislation and so on. But if that created a loophole in somehow and difficulties in the SABC, I'm sure they can be able to say in what manner and how can that be cured so that we are able to move forward and so on. But I'm just raising that matter. Because the one of transformation, because they will deal with all these things. Our chair is not about the board, the interim board, and so on. It's about the transformation of the SABC so that SABC really serves the citizens of this country, not as some of us say, we are not believing that it's happening the manner which we appreciate as an agency.
don't appreciate the manner it's dealing with that. And also share the issue of transformation, that indeed we need to transform the SAPC. It can't be business as usual in the SAPC. It can't be changed. It can't be that we'll meet employees complaining, or you just see things happening that there is no transformation in that area of the newsroom. We want the transformation of the newsroom without interfering with the independence. Without interfering with their independence, but we need the transformation of that. It can't be untouched. It can't be correct. That should be remain as it is. 10-7.
Thank you very much. Can I also just put in one question?
Sir, I've also raised my hand. Yeah, well, normally you're welcome, but
no.
You recognize that I've been.
Absolutely. And I continue.
Thank you, Chairperson. I haven't got an exact answer from the board or the executive about the morale. I'm not touching any other issues. But I haven't got a clear answer on the whole morale issue at the SABC. And Mr. Maponia, you know the morale of the employees of the SABC are very, very, very low. I think they are dragging them to work every day and try to be creative and everything. If I can get a clear answer, what are you going to do this week to rectify this problem, or maybe to address that? And maybe I can help Ms. Foss on the definition of a television set. If you can steal it, it's a TV.
All right, my question is, is the interim board able to give us some, in a general sense, some details about its discussions with the former group CEO? So that matter is an important issue, and we'd like to see a resolution to that. Because I think we need to get some certainty about the issue of who's going to lead this corporation at an executive management level.
Other issues? Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've obviously had some discussions. In fact, we started already even just immediately on the weekend, as we were pointed, because we identified it as a key issue. We initiated discussions and we started with that. Discussions are very positive. There's quite a few details involved in that, which I believe at this stage, until we have reached agreement on the issues that involve, I would then suggest that be then presented. But for now, I think it would not be appropriate, you know, for whilst we are talking about these issues, for it to become an issue which we negotiate through the newspapers. I think it would be very unfortunate, because then we would not be able to resolve if there are any issues outstanding. What I would suggest, Mr. Chairman, and you can guide me, I don't know if the committee works about subcommittees where, as we go along, we can present some of the details. But certainly, if I would think normally, you know, maybe yourself as a chairperson, if I can provide you on an ongoing basis, maybe some detail around that. And I would think the members would agree. We have not concluded any discussions. We're not yet at that stage, and I think at the time when any discussions get concluded, I would then bring the chairperson of the portfolio committee that is back in order. Thank you. Then the other issue around the morale. My approach to morale is quite simple. If the mother or father are very unhappy, then the children will also be unhappy. So, you know, you must start at the top, and that's exactly what we try to do. The morale among the executives has been very, very low. I must say, when we came in there, I think we laughed afterwards, because I said the first meeting we had, they looked at us, what are you coming to do here now? You know, so, you know, and I always say, you take the people out and you focus on the issues. So I think we've established a very very good relationship, and I think management can now, the executives can say they are more, they're upbeat of what needs to be done, you know, they're very energized, and I think that will filter through, or it's already filtered through. I think Gap can maybe give his input about his first interaction with the new interim board and maybe the other team members. So I think there will be certain issues we will be focusing on, as I said, governance issues, what is governance, the DAF, what is required, we'll get in some motivational people, we'll meet the lower level of the staff, and, you know, what we've already tried to do, when we discuss an issue concerning one unit, we will bring in all the areas that impact on that unit so that they all know end-to-end what's happening in the company, because you can't operate in silos. You have to look at it at an overall basis, and so that people who are responsible for the business and revenue and cost must know exactly what is happening within the company and should not just know what is in their area. So we've already started that process, and I think, you know, obviously we've got the acting group CEO, we've got the chief people officer who's already starting to put together sessions, you know, it's the board, it's with the general managers, you know, going down to the staff, etc., to see, you know, how we can address issues and raise and uplift the morale. So that's what we will do regarding that. And I'll ask maybe later on if Pumalele wanted to add on to that. Yes. Yeah, I'll ask it now. Let me just go through all the other issues. Regarding the audit committee, I think Ms. Strong is not here, but just for the record, the audit committee prescribed the number of people. It's about four members plus the CFO on the audit committee. Ms. Story, it's about four of the independent members, and the board has the right to bring on outside people onto the committee, which we would want to do immediately once we have our first board meeting, to put that in place. Regarding the on transformation, I think obviously point Mr. Kowani raised, absolutely transformation is key. I think it's there has to be transformation where it hasn't taken place, and we take very, very serious note of that. We, as I presented earlier on, we do, one of the first priorities that we have in stabilizing the SABC is the employment of the head of news. There's no permanent person there, and I think in terms of getting that person, because that person has to drive transformation, then we would obviously leave it to that person to ensure with the guidance of the board that that happens. So that's part of our short-term priorities, is to ensure that there is somebody employed as head of news. I think the other members, we've got Libby wanted to add something on a point I've earlier raised, and I think Pumalele, you wanted to add something as well, if you allow us, Mr. Chairman, and Suzanne.
Just a quick point, because I think morale started actually when this committee started taking decisive action. You know, it started to build, to provide the platform to build the morale of staff when this committee took decisive action over what were clearly crises affecting the SABC. And we're moving on to try on that basis. It's a long process. It's not something that happens immediately. But we're very aware that without boosting morale, we can't achieve what we've set out to do.
You have it, Nikki. You're making history. You're making history.
Chairperson, just a quick follow-up to Honourable Kowani. I would go further and say not only does there have to be radical transformation within the SABC, but there needs to be total transformation within the industry. And one of our key priorities is, of course, not only to sustain the independent producers and what is happening, but to, in fact, grow our production, our industry of writers and authors and directors and producers. So this because I think this then, to follow on from what Libby Lloyd said, I mean, content is king.
whether it's radio, television, but when you have the kind of content that inspires people to produce within a corporation, and then you've got the industry that feels connected to what is required in terms of the greater mandate of nation building. So it's a much, I get your point because you're asking us specifically to do something, but I think part of our mandate indeed is to ensure that our independent producers and the producers of our content also feel confident that we are seized with their success as well.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Committee and Chairperson of the Board, for allowing me to make a comment. Just to give honourable members comfort that within a short span of time, the Board has engaged us and we're very excited. We've managed to sit for a period of 2 days or so, just focusing on how together with the Board we can work to turn around this great institution. They've been very clear on what they expect us to deliver, but they have been very good to take the leadership of giving strategic guidance and strategic support. And I think also they've been unequivocal in saying, you are the management, take the lead from the front in terms of day-to-day implementation, and we are here to support you as long as you do it within the corporate governance framework. I'm delighted, Honourable Member Gumede noted the togetherness, because for us and the Board, it also is amplifying our own corporate values of conversations and partnerships. They are talking to us and they are saying, we are here as your partners to deliver. We are now rolling out a plan of stabilizing the relationships at all levels in the organization, which the Board has had sight of and is supporting. And we really are excited about this development. Thank you.
Is that the final question, please? Because I want then to move on to the AG's office.
No, I need the clarity on the issue of 50-50. What's the issue behind that concern? Because there is a lot of concern, and would like to understand that one. And then also that the Board has met with the management for 2 days. Can we get a coffee bean for that?
So, you Chair, there's nothing home to write about, really. The costs were too minimal.
We had the workshop in the office, so you know they have the facilities. When you have facilities, you use your own facilities. So we had it there. May I ask Charlotte to see Mr. Chair, maybe she can address the issue of 50-50.
Thank you, Chair, and honourable members. I think I need to point out or to add to what my colleague, the CPO, has just indicated. The Board has been very forthright in terms of engaging us in terms of these issues. And, you know, whether it's bad publicity that has to do with programming, we've had to make sure that what we're doing is in line with our mandate and that it's meant actually to inform, to entertain and educate our audiences. I'm mentioning this because 50-50, as you know, is the kind of program that's been educating the public about, most importantly, wildlife. And we've had good quality programming from the producers of that program over a period of time. Broadcasting is dynamic. Yesterday, for instance, the Board, the chairperson of the Board in particular, engaged us in terms of, you know, issues pertaining to innovation, how, you know, we have to make sure that our programs are also appealing and exciting, because that reflects on the audiences that we are attracting as a public broadcaster. So we've had 50-50, and my former colleague Nick will remember that we've had that over a period of more than 10 years, surely. we then got another pitch from people who were coming up with an innovative program. You remember there's a process that is followed in terms of how we commission programs at the SAPC. We don't just wake up and say, you know, we're tired of 50-50, we have to bring something else. People come and bid for that space where they have to broadcast those programs. So that's what happened in that genre. People came and there was wildlife locally and internationally. You've seen that on television. But there was a very, very interesting concept. And I have no doubt that you've watched that program. It's Shoreline, and it integrates life, human life, with nature and animal life. People can trace their genes, where they come from, how they relate to nature. We haven't done away with 50-50. 50-50 will be broadcast again, I think, beginning of April 2010. So it's just to give another concept an opportunity. And 50-50 has been given time for them as well to go and innovate, for them to go and reflect on the research and feedback that they have been given over a period of time so that they can improve their product. So 50-50 will be back on our screens in April 2010. Thank you.
So maybe through Mr. Chair, I think maybe the issue around communication to the public around 50-50, I think that's something which we will make sure, I think, Pedro's here, very important, because it's, I mean, we've seen on the website there's more than 8,000 people who really, complained about it. They're very upset. And I think it's an issue of communication, I mean, so that people are aware, this is what we're doing, this is why we are doing it, and that 50-50 would be back accepted. And I think that's probably a priority to make sure the public is informed, because if they were informed, then the question would not be raised here. So I think we'll make sure that gets done. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We didn't hear the Okay, I really want us to get onto the AG's office. We're not here to discuss 50-50.
Thank you, Chair.
No. Not on the agenda.
it's true. I just wanted to say, I just trust that the leadership in the SABC will also just bear in mind that sometimes the nature of that beat is such that people develop very specialized production lines. And obviously that impacts on a production house if they... I think it's better now, this position. Very sensitive. So what I just wanted to say is the ability of some of the production houses to continue. If there is a gap in their line of production, obviously it creates some problems of sustainability of a production house. So obviously, I just trust that the leadership of the FABC will also realize that some of the production houses are small, they run a very tight ship. If there's a period of that there will be a gap in their production line, it means that they effectively have to close down a production house, and then they must start it up again. So obviously, I think that is one of the concerns, and I just wanted to say that it affects all programs. So just be realistic about scheduling as well. That in some cases, depending on the production house, depending on how many other productions are made, it would in fact have a very negative impact on the ability to survive, especially in the current economic climate. Just in general, not necessarily only 50-50.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we'll take notes of this.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, it's fine. My chairperson says it's okay, but I wanted to assure Ms. Keelan that, you know, we have a commissioning process in place, and we take cognizance of issues that you've raised. That's the reason we had an 18-month lead time to those kind of productions. Thank you.
Right, I think we want to go to the next item on the agenda. Thank you very much to the board for this presentation. We know we've called you at very little short notice, so thank you for responding positively. We do have people from the Auditor General's office. We've welcomed them early on. Mr. Banner, I'm going to head over to you. I don't want to assume anything. I think I'm going to leave it to you to say what you want to say, and then perhaps take questions from the committee, or even from the interim board, which I think they also would want to understand the relationship. So over to you. Okay, I see. Can you come over this side? They're having difficulty seeing you.
Thank you.
which the committee is aware of, which falls outside the scope of our mandate and our remit. Just to indicate, again, this is an example, those would be allegations that don't necessarily have a clear audit trail, issues where there's an advisory nature to it, such as the restructuring processes at the SABC and the SABC's turnaround strategy. Those are not really allegations that can be investigated at this time by the Auditor General. We subsequently had discussions not only with the Director General, but in the meeting with the Director General's office, there was also the advisor from the Minister's office, because what has also been established, and we came to find out about this in the meetings, is a ministerial task team by the Minister of Communications, which includes support from National Treasury. And in fact, I believe the Minister of Finance was also involved in nominating members to this ministerial task team. And it was quite important for us to have dialogue and engagement with both the department as well as this ministerial task team, because we want to avoid overlaps, we want to avoid duplication of work, we want to avoid an unnecessary investigation or audit fatigue at the SABC. We don't think it's productive at all. So we're working very closely, or we will be working very closely with the ministerial task team. And in fact, I'm glad to say that most of the allegations that don't fall within our remit is things that the ministerial task team will pick up in their own review as we move forward. In the interim, we've also been able to, I think as Mr. Bamponi pointed out earlier, we've been able to meet with Dean and the CFO. And in that, I must say, at the outset, that the cooperation has been excellent. We've been provided with office space, we've been provided with a clear commitment that there will be unhindered access to information. Also, there will be unhindered access to people that need to provide information where they are present at the SABC. We fortunately were able to meet with the external auditors of the SABC. Joint audit conducted by both KPMG and Ingobani and Company Incorporated. We've been able to meet with them, we've established relationships with them in terms of whereby they would provide all of the information that they also have at their disposal, previous reports, previous investigation reports, or governance reports, and also provide us with insight into where they have identified some of the concerns related to the navigation that we could work jointly with and also avoid the duplication of effort. Again, I think the cooperation and support from the joint auditors has been forthcoming as we expected it to be. We are waiting for the formal terms of reference from the ministerial staff. I think, again, I repeat this point because it does have a potential, if not managed properly, to overlap and create some confusion. But we've been promised to receive it by today. I'm sure by the time we get out of the meeting, we'll be at our offices. And we will then take the process forward in collaboration with the ministerial task team, the Department of Communication, the Executive Management, the Interim Board, as well as the Minister's Office, and, of course, the Portfolio Committee, which set up the investigation request in the first place. Just in terms of time frames for the investigation, and I think perhaps here I should preempt my intervention with perhaps recognizing that an investigation normally starts off very well defined, sometimes very narrow, but it has potential, as I'm sure you would acknowledge, to grow and grow and grow. And I just heard with interest the comment by the chair of the interim board that there's other issues perhaps that come to your attention that you'd also like us to investigate. And I think we need to manage that very carefully. The time frame that I'm going to present to you is based on the initial set of allegations we received. And as I mentioned, it could have the potential to mushroom, sometimes out of control. There's some stakeholders that have an interest in this investigation. Interim board, executive management, the portfolio committee, the public, organized labor, and specific individual, and I think what we need to appreciate, and we say quite specifically in our engagement letter, that by the time we issue a report on this year, there could be a number of concerns or issues or allegations that have been raised that we will highlight that have not been investigated. Because we only have finite resources, I think we have unlimited expectations, and I think we've got to be realistic about this. But that's the nature of any investigation. Things come up as we proceed with it. We are essentially in a stage where we can say the investigation has commenced as of today. We have a team that's gone to Oakland Park, they've been provided offices, they've been promised they will have access to the data on the system of the SABC. We'll be doing specialist data downloads today. So the investigation has started in earnest today. We hope to be able to complete the investigation on this initial set of defined allegations by towards the end of August, 24th of August, more or less. So it will enable us then issue what we call or refer to as a management report. That's a dialogue between us and management, and in fact the interim board would have access to that as well, through management, where we outline our findings and we call for any evidence to the contrary. In other words, it's a dialogue, it's an initial draft that allows us to confirm the factual accuracy of our findings, and it's a critically important step that's required by our standards. It's only thereafter, once we have all of the information at our disposal and we provide the opportunity to the management and the interim board to confirm the factual accuracy or provide contrary evidence, that we're able to finalize the report. And we've committed to provide the report to the portfolio committee by the 21st of September, before, I believe, the committee goes into, or parliament goes into recess. Again, I have to reiterate that that report will indicate very specifically those allegations or concerns that have subsequently arisen that we have not been able to investigate because of the time frame. And I think at that point in time, we put the committee, the interim board, the minister's office, to advise us on the way forward, whether they want to extend the investigation, whether they're comfortable with what has been presented so far to enable them to take whatever decisions need to be taken, or whatever else, other decisions they might want to pursue in this regard. I think perhaps just to end up before we entertain questions on the subject matter. It is true that at this point in time, the indications are very, very good as far as cooperation and support is concerned. There's no indication that we will not have the full cooperation. It's also very true that any investigation of this nature, unless it receives unhindered cooperation, there's non-interference by any of the parties concerned, will not be successful. We determined, and we appreciate the commitment from the interim board as well, that we would have an unhindered support, unhindered cooperation, and that we'll be able to go to the interim board, in fact to the executive management firstly, the interim board, the Department of Communication, the Minister's Office, and the Portfolio Committee, probably in that order, if we encounter challenges. So we do appreciate it, and we do trust that that will result in the success of this investigation. So let me stop there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Krista, here. Any questions or comments? No, Chef, from our side, we you must protect me, Chef. This letter next to me. It's giving me a problem. Yeah, I'm trying to speak, it's asking me, are you coping? I'm not sure what does it mean, but coping if they link to something else. So if you can clarify that, I'm coping on what? yes, I'm coping well in the ANC, if that's what you want to ask. But the issue which we want to raise is that from our side that we think that we are on call on the investigation. And I'm happy, Chair, for this opportunity that the Auditor General, General Office has come to make this presentation. For one reason, Chair, that we, at one point when we said we are committed to this process, there was a lot of doubt
from many people that we are indeed committed on this process. I've indicated it earlier, sir. But I'm saying this will give us a chance and opportunity. I'm sure the interim board and the management to focus on other important issues and allow the other process to proceed all the same time. But sir, I was just looking in terms of the time frame, whether I would think, sir, if they were going to stay as they are, maybe they can assist us to have some finality on the matter. I'm not sure what will be the impact of the other issues which will be coming to the Auditor General in terms of the time frame. But I think maybe whatever happens, they should be able to manage the process so that this process does not take long. We announce that we start processes so that things can disappear in the face of the public, and thereafter you nicely bury it without anyone remembering what was supposed to happen and so on. But we hope, Chair, that whatever issues will come in your interaction with the interim board and the management should make sure that at least you get some of the reports in terms of your time frame. Maybe to be part of your report on the continuation of the other issues. But so far, Chair, we are happy with the progress. We hope that we'll be having the final report soon. So that this matter can be laid to rest. You remember, Chair, that what the management raised was that some of them, they continue to work in the SABC, which is that cloud hanging over their head. They need to be cleared. Some of them, maybe they want to go to some greener pastures. You can't do that with the cloud hanging over your head in terms of the allegation and so on. So I think the sooner Chair is also going to assist everyone to further do whatever people they want to do in the SABC. And other than that, Chair, just to clear people so that they feel that, yes, this is in a case. The term of citizen is within the SABC context. So, but I'm just saying, Chair, it will also help them to feel that indeed again they are citizens. Who are cleared for all allegations and so on, if that happens. But if that does not happen, as soon as possible, then it might have other implications in terms of their life. But all in all, Chair, we can move and support this interim report. What do we interim today? This interim report.
Yes?
I just wanted to make sure that the source documents that were presented to the AG's office, can we just get a sort of a little bit of a clarity on that? Just to make sure, because some of the board members indicated that additional documents were tabled. I think it was probably that very comprehensive document that we first received submission by the joint submission by the student union. So I just wanted to know what the other two documents are, and if we could then also just have a sort of a clarity on the terms of reference. Perhaps you have a copy of the terms of reference exactly. It was very interesting to go through the different categories. Obviously, that is also very helpful to know what the different elements would be that they would be investigating. Then just one comment, although obviously not being part of the ruling alliance, it's just basically a comment. I would support Honourable Mewani that it is important. I think it's important for everybody in the SAC and for the public at large that this matter be investigated, that clarity be obtained, etc., and that we have a report, and that thereafter, if additional matters crop up in the process, also of the interim board, that could form part of an extended brief or whatever to the Auditor General, but that we would stick to the time frame as far as possible. Also because it is important that we get a date before we finalise the final SABC board. I think
think it's important for them and insightful for the members of the interim board to do up the cleaning operation now, so that the new board could step into a position that all the clouds have been removed and individuals can really go forward. So therefore, I would like to propose that we stick to these timeframes as indicated by the AG's office. It could be that the scope extends and actually starts running in on its own. But let it try to contain it for now up to this phase, and then for them to have free access to us, and maybe we could arrange for a progress report at some stage to the committee, so we just know that they are still making progress and that they would be in a position to present their final report towards the end of the thing. I think it would be important to maintain communication with them so that we know that in such cases, if they find difficulties in accessing certain documents or they find that there are some hindrances that we immediately just try to straighten out through these processes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, perhaps on the first question regarding the I think the honourable member that spoke first was just a comment rather than a question, so we take this and we appreciate the support. On the issue of source documents, what we can state that the source documents received was the submission from organized labor, quite a comprehensive submission in that, as well as some specific concerns and allegations raised by some former board members. So beyond that, it will be information that we accumulate in the course of the investigation, and that's whatever we discuss with the interim board or for that matter the portfolio committee. As far as the terms of reference are concerned, as I mentioned, it's spelled out in detail in an engagement letter, and I think, Chair, through you, we could distribute that engagement letter. Because I don't wish to go into the details of allegations here, but the letter will spell it out, and I think all committee members can at least have a copy of that. Chair, probably guided by you.
No, I'll be guided by you because that letter is marked confidential. That's why I didn't release it. But because it's addressed to the acting DG, and I thought it would not be correct for me to release a document that's marked confidential. But if you give permission, or if you can modify it, or declassify it, I don't know what's the right language in your terms. The intelligence committee, I know what declassification means, but I don't know in terms of your work. So you might want to just rework it, and then I can circulate it to the committee members.
Okay. Now, I think, Chair, that's very valid. We'll declassify it because I think it's still relevant that the portfolio committee members understand exactly what we expect to deliver. So there's no misunderstanding on expectations. In terms of sticking to the time frame, we can only do our best and commit to that. Certainly, again, I repeat that it will be dependent on the information available, be dependent on the cooperation from all concerned, and be dependent on how confined the scope is to the original terms of reference versus it mushrooming into something else, which is entirely possible. But the good news and important news is the fact that the report will clearly highlight those things that have expanded during the course of the investigation and what has not been covered or partially covered for that matter, so that you can have a very informed view of how we proceed subsequent to the report being distributed to you or issued to you. Thank you, Chair.
All right, so as soon as the document is reworked, we'll get the committee section to email it to all the members so that you get it as soon as possible. Any other questions, Mr. Ramadan?
Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe just a bit of advice from the Portfolio Committee. You know it's true, and Mr. Kanyahu can, he can comment on that. Now, what concerns me, the SABC is always reactive in the approach. After the media, all the newspapers wrote about a lot of stories, then the SABC reacts on that. If the SABC and the board and the executive knows that something is going to change, tell the people it is going to change. Don't wait for newsletters in the newspapers or whatever. You've got the ability with all the TV stations and all the radio stations, inform the people what are you going to do. I think that's the correct way to
just a little bit of advice from the portfolio committee. You've got the ability. All you do is switch on the microphone and you tell the people.
Right. If there are no further questions, then to the Auditor General's office, I want to thank the team for the presentation. Members, before, can we just wait a few minutes? We need to discuss the issue that was raised by Ms. van der Berg and also the committee program for the next quarter, because it could have a bearing on whatever our planning is. So I think the staff has circulated the draft program. If you can just get your documents out. All right, the first thing we need to factor in there is if you see that we've only got into the 15th of September, but now that we are told that there might be a report by the 21st, so I'm suggesting that Tuesday the 22nd of September is we formally put it down in the program as the report from the AG's office to the committee. And that will be an open meeting, to be a public meeting, so that we get the report out in the open. Provisionally, we plan for that date. Okay. Now, there has been a suggestion... There has been a suggestion that we review the deadline of the 31st of July. It was the closing date for the nomination for the new board. Mr. van der Berg has very patiently raised that matter. Can I get some views from other members of the committee on this issue? Mr. Kolwane, Ms. Killian, and Ms. Nadibuko.
No, Chair. I'll take it that it's a matter which has been coming up from the public at large in terms of the date. So, Chair, we are not going to have a problem in extending that date for the nomination of the SABC board members and so on. I think that will also assist us, Chair. We might end up having a million, but it's fine. Let us extend it, Chair, in the interest of the public, and also we have also requested the SABC to try and do some possible advertisement of this issue. So if the deadline is still end of July, that might not have the desired impact on that particular process. So the extension of the date, Chair, is a matter which we can deal with that, Chair. But members must also be prepared to come back and work during their recess period so that we are able later to finalize the process in time. So that we have that board in place before the expiring of the interim board period as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Jefferson. I would also like to support that. I do believe that it was unfortunate that it just fell in the period that many people were not around. They were actually taking a mid-winter break. So I would like to support that, but I would like to suggest that it's not only by a week, but at least by 2 weeks. And then that we then also just adapt our program accordingly. Perhaps we could ask the interim board if they would be willing to give us a further report back in one of the slots that we provided for the shortlisting period or the interview period of the SABC board members, but that we extend it by at least 2 weeks to make it the 15th of August. If not longer, I'm not 100% sure what date the 15th of August would be, but, you know, it's a Saturday, so maybe the Monday or whatever, or the Friday, the 14th, or whatever. But just to make sure that we do justice to it, because I do believe that it is just so important to start this process correct so that we can also not just restore the integrity of the institution, but also of the new board, that it was an open process, there was no pressure, etc. So I would like to support that very definitely. Thank you.
All right. You see, if you just look at the draft program. Yes, I am. We've got Tuesday the 11th.
seventh is the shortest thing for Ikasa. Can we agree on that? Right. But those CVs have been distributed some time ago, etc. So do they have fair opportunity to make it to your corpus and those kinds of things? 18th of August, the actual interviews for the of the Ikasa candidates, and then we adopt a report to present to the House. So that's in order. Now, there has been a suggestion that we extend the deadline to the 14th of August. We've got here on our program 25th of August for the shortlisting of SABC board members. The committee now sets and prepares the shortlist of 20 or 30 names, whatever we decide on. Will that give us enough time from the 14th till now, till the 25th? Will that be enough time? Because you, I guess you might want to take it to your corpus also. But remember, the shortlisting is not a decision-making. It's getting a basket of names that we actually want to interview. It will be more than 12. Last time, we committed to 36 names. So it's not the final decision. It's just to get the basket, to get the apples in the basket. Now, can we stick to that date of the 25th? Let's not move on.
Just a question. With the expanded advertising, the expanded call for public nominations, we're going to get a vastly increased number of nominations in the first place, which means between the receiving the nominations and the moving on to the shortlisting process, we're going to have a lot to get through. I would suggest that the 25th is actually too soon if we extend until the 40th.
But could we perhaps just extend that by a week so that we target the 5th of September for shortlisting? I'm really concerned because I do believe that our committee's secretariat might find it very difficult to process everything and to get it out to members. You know, if we look at ICASA board nominations, that was quite extensive. And that's only for one nomination on the ICASA board. This is a whole new SABC board with a lot of interest in it. And so I can see that we will have piles of documents to work through.
Okay. So we are agreeing that the 14th, Friday the 14th, will be the closing date for nominations. Right? It's the last date for all nominations to come in. And we are agreeing that there will be no extensions after that. Okay. The slot of the 25th of August, can we now leave it vacant? I'm sure there's other things that we'd want to bring on. There's other entities that you want to deal with also. So we'll put that as a vacant slot. Then the shortlisting will start on the 1st of September. Right? And then we will have to shift the interviews by a week. Because you've got to phone these people and set it up. And it's a cumbersome process, I can tell you that. Some people are out of the country, others are sick. All sorts of things. So we shift it by a week. So we're looking at then the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th. That's the actual interviews. The good one?
Can you please observe Thursday? I've seen here the date was Thursday 10 to 5.
Okay.
And it's a caucus day. So can you just put it on touch on Thursday? We're going to start afternoon then in the morning.
Okay. 2 to 5. And I also want to say that can you also put that Friday in case we do not complete our work, which is the 7th, 8th, 9th, and Thursday is the 10th. 7th, 8th, 9th, and the 10th of September for interviews, in case we don't manage. Right. And then on the 15th, will that give us enough time now?
On the 15th?
No. Then you want to... Because you need to go to your caucus. Give you a week for your caucuses, that is 17. Can we then say that the committee will adopt its report on this issue on the
23rd?
That is the final selection of 12 names by the committee. Wednesday the 23rd. Okay? And that we would only report to the house then after the recess. Because we don't know when the house will arrive. I think it's in that week, and there's also a public holiday or something there. So we will not be able to report to the house. It will only have to be then sometime in October. All right, we'll clean this up, but I think we've got the scheduling right now. That's not the move.
Just a request or suggestion. Honourable Killian mentioned that that we would like a report back from the Auditor General between now and the 22nd of September, which I'd like to support. And I'd like to suggest that we maybe make it the 25th of August, the slot that we had for the shortlisting of board candidates. Would that be possible?
All right, that's probably the management report and the preliminary report that you might want to discuss with her. Will that be okay? No?
Chair, I think could we perhaps move it by a week at least, because I think we would like to afford at least an opportunity to management to have a look at our preliminary conclusion. So I would suggest at least a week or so.
Mr. Kwanwani.
Chair, look, Chair. There is a problem always with politicians. This process is involved, Chair. Auditor General must allow to deal with this process. And they must afford the management for SAPC to respond on any allegation which might raise. They should not be hurried, Chair, to deal with those matters and also the interim board to reflect on those matters. And then they will come back to us, Chair, as they propose in terms of their time frame. Let us not interfere with us, Chair. That would be my appeal. Let us give them space and time to do their work. Hurried work might put us in problem in the future. We've got the report which is contested because people didn't reflect on the report or didn't have enough time of reflecting on that particular report. So I'll ask you, Chair, to my colleagues that let's leave the time frame as they've indicated. We will receive the report at that time. We are not in a hurry. One thorough job or thorough work in terms of the process. Thanks.
Mr. Chair, nobody is suggesting that that the Auditor General's office do a less thorough job. We're just asking that we get a progress report on what is happening with the investigation into the SABC. And the Auditor General's office has indicated that they would be willing to, that's my understanding, provided we give them an extra week. So I think this appeal doesn't go to a quashing the thoroughness of this report. It's just an opportunity for us as a portfolio committee to get an idea of what's happening with the investigation. I don't see how that could jeopardize the investigation as a whole.
Yeah. Chair, I think from our side, of course, the first priority will of course be to issue the final report, which is a matter of 2 or 3 weeks after the date you propose, Honourable Member. But of course, if we restrict it to a progress report, and a progress report in the sense that we can tell you that we are on track to deliver the report as committed to, that I don't see a problem with, provided we don't go into the details of that report. I think if that's the clarification that's needed, we could work with that.
Chairperson, that would be fine. It's just basically just confirming that they are ready to present, etc. And in fact, it shouldn't be the only item on the agenda. It could just be a brief progress report to say everything is on track, etc. Or they have met with serious problems in terms of being able to deliver on time. So I would suggest that even if we coincide that with Tuesday the 1st of September with the shortlisting of the SABC board, that we not have only the one issue on the table, because it won't be a long report. In fact, Chairperson, I would almost say that they don't even need to see us if they don't have any problems. It's just to say that if they should encounter problems in the process, it would be important for them to contact you to say that they have met with some problems they would not be able to present. Could they just please come and brief us in terms of a progress?
All right. Look, can I say, I've noticed a number of hands, but hold on. Can I say that, look, we don't take a decision at this stage to put it into a slot, right? I'm almost in weekly contact with them.
They have indicated also that they are quite willing to brief the committee in camera if necessary. It might be that certain things are emerging or new things are emerging that they want to take the committee into confidence. Can we leave this as open-ended, and we will try and get somewhere in August a slot for them where they can just give us some input and some direction of where things are going, etc. But we don't take a final decision now. But we'll be liaise with the team to try and get something else. All right, then there is an empty slot. Can I say that we will keep that open for any other possibilities? There might be other issues that we want to consider also. But basically what we are indicating in this draft proposal is that next term is an SAGC term. It's ICASA, just to the ICASA nominations, and then the better part of it I will work is around SAGC. That's really what we wanted. And we'll get the committee section to clean this thing up and to circulate it to members. Mr. Kulwani?
Sir, there is an issue on the program, 11 August, the shortlisting for candidates and so on. Look, sir, I'm not sure that it will be premature to do that, but I think we should ask in terms of the number of names of the shortlist. I don't remember the committee was engaged on that. We got around 86 or something like that. Application for only one post. Now, sir, I think it would be better if we agreed in terms of the number of how many people we want to shortlist, so that as we meet, we don't at that time bet in terms of how many people we should shortlist and so on. If parties then they will have extra than that, it's fine. They will come and motivate why maybe they could not meet that 5 number or 10 people and so on. But currently 86 for one post. It's just a nightmare how to handle that particular matter. So if you can agree to narrow down to say for that one post we need maybe 5 people to contest for that position, then those which will be interviewed and so on. If it's agreeable, Chair. So that we don't deal with that matter on the 11th of August.
Now, I have been in touch with the CEO of ICASA and the chairperson in terms of what are the, I mean, there are counselors there already and what kinds of skills they are looking for. They have indicated that if we can get a person with a strong legal background, it will help. But what is particularly lacking is an economist, the economics of communication. Because there's this whole thing about the industry and market forces, and there's nice big words they use. I don't understand all of this. But economics of communication is something that they really have to master, and they don't have those skills. So they're not looking for a priest. If there's a priest that has been nominated, they're not looking for a priest. I think we've got to say that. Lots of people have applied and all that, but it's not going to be helpful if we shortlist somebody who is a priest. It's going to ask for nothing against priest, but it's not going to help us here. So those are the kinds of skills they're looking for. Strong legal skills and economists who understand the sector and who can add value to their work. And can we agree with the proposal that we're looking at a basket of 5 names to shortlist for interview? Remember, if you increase that list, it increases the cost of the committee because we've got to fly them down and all of those things. So we've got to be realistic. Look at the CVs very carefully. That's why they're there. And make a careful selection of 5 people in the shortlist. And out of that, we'll recommend one person. Right, can we agree with that proposal? Thank you very much.
Just a final comment. I wish in the future the Portfolio Committee on Communications will work together with the SABC board and the executive. We are not founder or whatever. We are here to help the SABC to get out of all the trouble. And I don't want to go in my political life again through this whole inquiry. It wasn't very nice. So keep in touch with the Portfolio Committee. And we are here to assist, to do our oversight role, but we are not frail of each other.
I understand there is a similarity between yourself in terms of your beard, but this man is out of order. We finished SABC, we're dealing with a program, I don't know what he's talking about. So maybe your genius is because of the similarity, but it won't work
this time. Yes, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Langer. I don't know where can he be able to fit it within the program. If you remember that last time we agreed that we're going to have a visit to the SABC and they've agreed to offer us a coffee there. I don't know about the deal. But I just want us to also look at that so that you can be able to look it within, because we agree that on our second term, we'll be able to visit SABC. I think it is a serious proposal because it had come up previously. Now, I just have a question. Do we want to undertake a site visit to the SABC? The committee is saying that, and we're going to submit the application for the funding and all that, but do you think that's really what we want to do? I mean, us?
I think this was raised by a committee member, and while we were discussing this, I think it's you, Chairperson, who brought this forward, that why don't we let the interim board do their work now, and then we can do the oversight after they've cleared. I think that's how we ended.
Thanks, Chair. But another thing is that let us allow the investigation continue, because maybe our presence there will cause maybe some problems in terms of the investigation and things like that. So maybe after we've received the report from the AG and things like that, then we can think about visiting it.
I tried to tell you, I'm afraid of handing over the memo. They were coming back. But once you give the portfolio committee a memo, so they are afraid of receiving the memo spike.
Yeah, no, we don't want to come there and then we are held hostage, you know. Staff members, executive management, and anybody, anything is possible. Interim board can also hold us hostage. No, I take this to mean that we will look at this in the last quarter, and that we will link it to a broader trip to CENTEC and perhaps to other entities that we might want to go visit, but we will not do it in the next quarter. All right, members of the interim board, executive management, president's office, and committee members, thank you very much. I think it has been a very useful morning. There seems to be some light at the end of the tunnel. I think there's some light at the beginning of the tunnel at this stage. We can see some way forward. And I want to thank the interim board. I think in a very short space of time, you've got a handle on the situation. You're quite realistic about what can be done and what can't be done in 4 to 6 months. And I think we appreciate the fact that you're looking towards the stabilization strategy. I think that's really what we were looking for. So somebody who can stabilize the operations, get clear out the difficult corners, so that we can get on with our work. So thank you very much for... I know last week you were full-time members. You've worked almost the entire week, I know that. That's taking you away from other commitments that you might have, but we want to thank you for your commitment and for the energy you've shown and the dedication you've shown. And I'm sure that we're going to see more of you. This is another one or two times we've called you before the term ends. So thank you for coming to today's meeting. Members, I don't know what other parties say, but the ANC's chief purpose said that you are officially on holiday for a week or so. So if that's true, please enjoy your holiday. I won't trouble you again until formally when we meet again, I think in the first week of August. Thank you very much, then. God bless you. It comes from the IMC. If you remember, the International Marketing Council promised you something. That's what you're going to have.